Nikki, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
This is something that needs bringing to the forefront of people's attention, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it'd be some awareness about it. Everything would be great.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit more, going back a few years now, when your little girl was born, about your experience.
Basically, just after my daughter was born, I went to see my rheumatologist, and he said, "You're not dealing with arthritis now." Oh, okay. So we did some more tests. Maddie would have been 8 months, so 2012, August, I was diagnosed with relapsing remitting MS. And years down the track again, someone's decided it's progressive MS, because I've never really, you know, remissioned. It's gone from bad to worse.
So we've heard about it, but as you said, not enough people talk about it. What happens with the condition?
It affects everyone differently. I can only speak on how it's affected me. And basically, in my position, everything under the waist stops working. I'm a bit done with my hands, but, you know, some people are a lot worse with their hands. Some people are better with their legs. My eyes are affected terribly. There's six of you in front of me, so it affects us all differently. It's very hard to, you know, bring awareness to one part of it and not say, well, there's also other parts of the MS that, you know, different people go through.
And what about the people around you as well?
I've got very supportive parents. Most of my friends, you know, they're quite happy to catch up with me and go, okay, well, you know, things aren't the best for you, but we'll try and manage around you. I've been to a friend's house, they've had to lift the wheelchair up 15, 20 steps, yep. You know, just for fun times. But, yeah, you know, mum and dad trying to do what they can. I think even with my friends it was, oh, you weren't kidding, you actually do have a real big problem there, so, yeah.
And I guess because you communicate so well, people might not see the physical signs as much. Did it make a difference when people saw that you are now having to get around in a wheelchair?
I think so. One friend I hadn't seen for 5 years, and, you know, now she's catching up with me. She'd never seen me in a wheelchair before. Other people, you know, oh, I've got MS, but okay, well, you're still walking. And then, you know, 6 months later, I'm walking with two crutches, and, you know, even Maddie's daycare has said, well, you know, you weren't like this when you first started coming here. No, I wasn't. I was a bit more able-bodied, but now they're just, okay, well. Mm.
So when you say progressive, at what sort of pace is it progressing? A lot's changed within 4 years, obviously.
Yes. I've went from no walking stick to one walking stick. Used to be able to walk around carrying Maddie. Then, okay, well, now I need one crutch, and everyone, oh, you only need one crutch, yeah, you know, and they need one, and then into two crutches, and, what, 12 months after that, you know, with much fighting, okay, I will have a wheelchair, and from this point, you know, everyone's saying get a motorised wheelchair, and I'm arguing that pretty well as well, right. So.
What sort of treatment are you currently getting?
I'm on an infusion that happens once a month. It's called Tysabri. So I go at the hospital for a couple of hours and they pump me up with this. The Tysabri is actually for relapsing remitting MS, but my neurologist was, well, you know, let's give anything a try, so.
Yeah.
And what about little Maddie? Is she aware of what's going on?
I don't know. It's hard. This morning she told me she wanted to have a baby and she wanted to have a wheelchair so she could take her baby on her lap.
Yep.
Oh.
No, we hope not. But yeah, you know, she realises my legs don't work. She offered to put socks on me this morning. So, you know, you've got cold feet, Mum. Here's a pair of socks. Oh. Okay, well, thank you. So yeah, she's aware something's different about me, but as far as she can remember, this is always me, you know. Yeah. I miss when you're on walking sticks, Mum. Well, I missed before that as well, but, yeah.
It was funny. She said to me a couple of weeks ago she had a wishbone.
Yeah.
And she won the wishbone break.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I made a wish. And I said, oh, yeah, well, don't tell anybody. You can't tell, because then it won't come true. She said, no, she said, it's okay. I made my wish. She said, I hope Mummy's in a wheelchair forever. And I said, why do you want Mummy to be in a wheelchair forever? And she said, so I can go for rides. So it's sort of like a, if we go shopping.
It's a novelty.
Yeah.
Maddie will sit on Mum's knee and I'll push.
Yeah.
Bedtime, it'll be on Mum, come to the bedroom.
Yeah.
So up on Mum's knee and we'll push her down to the bedroom.
Yeah.
And Mum will read the story and Mum will sing the songs or whatever before she goes to sleep. So
yeah.
Mum in a wheelchair is normal and she wants that to continue because...
Yeah.
You know, if Mum gets up and walks, I won't be able to have a wheelchair.
We don't have a point of difference anymore.
No, but I mean,
if only we could all look at things in the positive light that kids do.
Yes. But she's sort of, I don't think she's got a concept of, you know, it could get worse. Mummy could end up worse than what she is.
Yeah.
But at the moment, that's her favourite thing is Mummy going for a wheelchair ride with me.
So let's talk about now and your home and the modifications that you've had to make and may have to make. Where are you at with that?
I desperately need a more disability-friendly bathroom. So that's kind of what we're aiming to do at the moment is, you know, hook things up so I don't have the risk factor of falling and, I think that's our main thing at this stage is the bathroom, so... Well, there's a big list of things. We're always playing catch-up to, you know, okay, well, this has happened to Nick. Now we need to do something else, change the house in this way. But the bathroom's the biggest concern, I think, for both my parents, me, my carers. That's where the accidents are going to happen, so...
And what are some of the barriers that you've come up with along the way when it comes to finding out what it is that you need to make those modifications? Do you have to make them within certain requirements? Or?
Yes, the occupational therapists are quite happy to tell us this is the specifications you need.
Mm.
You need a roll-in shower for a wheelchair. You need handrails here, everywhere. And so I'm not so good with the occupational therapist side of things, but they're quite happy to say... You need to sort this out. You need to do things differently.
We understand that Harvey Norman have helped you out as well with the chair. What is that going to enable you to do?
Get time out of the wheelchair. I can raise my feet up so the circulation's a bit better. Just be a bit more comfortable in life, you know. Rather than sitting in here trying to play guitar or anything, I've got a chair. I can relax, read in, lift my feet up in, so...
Nikki bought the lounge suite that we've got now, just as she moved in here, which was, what,
two years ago?
2 years ago, and she could actually sit in the chairs because she was only on the crutches, but it's gradually got to the stage now. She can't use the furniture. It's either stay in the wheelchair all day or get somebody to help her on her bed and lay in the bedroom all day, which is a bit of a disadvantage when Maddie wants Mummy to be here to play with her in the lounge room and... Mummy's stuck in the bedroom, so you either move everything into the bedroom to play, but then if you want to watch a movie with Mummy, you can't because the TV's out here. So the smart chair that Harvey Norman are going to provide is makes it easier. Nikki doesn't have to stand to get into it. She can actually use a slide board and slide from the wheelchair across to the armchair because the arms...
Right.
Drop down below the seat level so that then she can slide herself in.
Yeah.
She won't need as much assistance to get in and out of the chair.
Yeah.
And like she said, when she's in it, it's all fully automated. She can recline, she can stand herself up again if she needs to. So it'll make life a lot more comfortable.
Absolutely. So once you're feeling a lot more comfortable in your home, where to from here? Is there a cure? Is there treatment that's going to slow down the progression?
There is a new drug coming out aimed at primary progressive MS. And that will be, 6 months away, I think the neurologist said. So I don't know if that's in tablet form or, you know, could be anything. I've only just heard about it, you know, last month. There's a lot being developed for relapsing remitting. They've got a new infusion that's once a year. You spend 5 days in hospital, but then you don't go back for another, 12 months, and then it's 3 days in hospital. There was stem cells trials, so, there's a lot going on. It's the right time to have MS if you're going to have it, but, you know, we've still got a fair way to go.
So I guess the message here is if you can help any research with money or, of course, as you heard, Harvey Norman would jump on with your chair, our message is support MS research.
Yes, raise some awareness for it as well.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you for speaking with me.